as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you.
And the cat's in the cradle. And the what's going on, guys? It's the Boss Man here. And this is episode 2 of our real estate podcast, the JJ Boys Doing Real Estate.
Episode 2, and I think we're ready to start getting into it, really. We're going to start teaching you guys the ways of getting into real estate.
Yeah, let's, before we dive into a lot of people, you have to get into the mindset of real estate. You got to get into the mindset of, if you want to take that plunge to where you want to get into investing and hopefully maybe one day, quit your job and your assets cover your liabilities, you're out of the rat race.
Yes, and I think we talked about last time, I talked a little bit about how finding deals is like all of real estate. We want to get really like into it. The mindset's everything. Your mindset will always be everything. Your motivation, your desire to learn, that's everything. If you have no desire to learn or you think you've already learned everything, you're done. Everyone will beat you. Everyone. The willingness to take in other people's knowledge, learn new techniques, the motivation to apply those techniques is really everything. And that's what we're going to talk mostly about today. It's just the mindset of real estate as a whole.
Yeah. When it comes down to it, I mean, I've talked to hundreds and hundreds of people about deals, and I'm like, I would say maybe 2% of them people actually they'll find a deal, and they just, their mindset is not right to take that second step to actually, go through with it, put that deal under contract, and let's make some money. You know, it's a deal because you have the education.
And the best part is it could be a lot of things. It could be someone scared. They're not motivated. They're comfortable. All this. There's a lot of different ways, but we don't want you to get stuck in a situation like that. We want you to be motivated to make money, whether or not you want to get rid of that 9-to-5. You want to have a good retirement ready for yourself, because I am aware that is what a lot of people's looking for. They want to be able to retire and just live off of some properties.
I mean, one thing that blows my mind away is, when I was 15, going on 16, your mindset is way, way beyond mine. I mean, I know that you're probably still thinking some of the things that I did, but probably not as much. I mean, this boy, his mindset, I don't think he's ever going to get a job.
But really, to get into it, to start is, I want to go over, before we can even talk about the mindset you need, all this stuff, I want to talk about our mindset right now. What we're thinking we want for real estate, what we want to teach you guys, what we want for the lake, everything. All this stuff plays a part in your mindset, my mindset, our motivation. And I kind of just want to, ask you where your motivation's at, your mindset's at.
I remember, in the beginning, I always had this knack to have total belief. I think that comes from my mom. I remember when I was 5, 6 years old, she used to tell me constantly, do not get stuck in something you hate to do for the rest of your life. She was telling me that forever. And
I think she's even told me that.
All right. And it just stuck with me from day one. I'm like, I remember, my good buddy, Billy Denholm, he's a realtor now. And his dad, he owned a concrete company. And I remember Billy's like, come on, man, let's get out there. It's summer. I don't know. I think we're 14, 15. And I'm doing concrete. Listen, you guys that are 14, you need to get out there and do it, because you will realize, holy crap, man, that is hard work, and you'll see some of the guys around you, doing it, and they're, 60 years old, and they've been doing this their whole life, which, it's not a bad thing, but that's not the route that I wanted to go, and I actually learned that at a young age. I'm like, man, I definitely don't want to do this my whole life.
Yeah, and I think for a lot of people, maybe it takes an event like that to help kickstart their mindset. They think, a lot of people, you need to go through events or something either hurts you or makes you realize what actually happens or what is going to happen. What you need something that'll motivate you to change. A lot of people can't just spawn in the motivate. They don't have the discipline to just spawn in motivation because they know it's what they should do. They need motivation. And it's not that that's the worst thing, but they need something to push them.
I mean, like, for instance, I never really asked you before, but I've been preaching to him my whole life too, kind of like my mom did to me. And just one day, something just clicked in you. I'm like, man, what do you mean? Like, today's chest day. I mean, the other day, when was it, Friday, he texts me. He's from school, and I had a deal, actually two deals to go look at. He texts me, hey, Dad, did you go take a look at the houses, or what do they look like? I'm like, aren't you in school? I'm like, I love it. I mean, yeah. What?
And I think for me, like, now, I mean, I am 100% completely motivated into getting into real estate because it's what I want to do with the rest of my life. It's the stuff. It's what I want to do. And I'm motivated to learn it because I see in 2 years from now, I'm going to be out of high school. I'm going to be an adult technically. And once you're an adult, you're in it. You got to figure it out or else you're in it. And how I see it is I have the capability of jumpstarting myself before I even turn 18. And that's my huge motivation behind it. And I'm motivated to be able to learn all this. I want to know how to do all this by myself. I don't want to need you 20 years down the road.
You could go do whatever. I'm sure I'll need you
for something.
Yeah, hopefully to keep on spotting them in the bench press.
But like, I'm thinking, for me, I have a lot of motivation because I have reasons to back it up. And I'm just wondering, like, where have you been at recently, though?
Well, recently, I like I said in the last podcast, I've been kind of stagnant. You know, I got comfortable. You know, that's one of the things, you know, you always hear, you know, you don't want to stay in that comfort level, you know, but I did. I got comfortable just kind of cruising by. You know, one thing about me, I do try to keep, you know, I live pretty simple. I mean, I have, you know, I don't need to drive fancy cars. I don't need anything fancy. So my outgo is pretty low. So, you know, if I want to take off on that motorcycle trip, which I love to do every summer, you know, I could go and not have to worry about, damn, my house payment, my car payments, you know, all my 10 credit cards. You know, you just got to get out of that mindset and, you know, live, you know, pretty much below your means. I know a lot of you that, you know, is probably watching this. You've read books and stuff where you want to live below your means. But I'm telling you right now, that is very, very important. And it took me a while to understand that. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I told you the story before, but when I was in Colorado, you know, I got into real estate and I remember I was making money. I was like, I'd buy a house, you know, flip it out there. And like, I had 40 grand, you know, and to me, 40 grand, oh man, that is huge. And you know how fast I spent that 40 grand?
Like that, right out the window.
I mean, it was like, I'm like, well, what happened? I'm like, I blew it. And it was, that's going to be a big hurdle for a lot of people. Cause you know, when I was growing up, you know, I never felt like we didn't have a lot of money. My parents always seemed like I was able to do pretty much whatever I wanted. I always had, you know, some really cool clothes and I got to go on trips and, you know, a lot of stuff, but I don't even know where I'm going with this.
Yeah. I mean, I think one of the things I kind of took away, you kind of touched on it for a second, is there, it's a concept, and it's been a studied concept, and I've always found it interesting because I think I'm pretty good at saving money. Like, I'll get money for my birthday years ago, and I still have that money sitting around in a piggy bank or something. But when people start taking in more money, it has been proven that they spend more money. So the more money people take in, they now suddenly feel like they have, it's something in the human brain that they need to spend that. So let's say you make 60 grand a year every single year and you know what your costs are, you know what your taxes are. Suddenly, let's say now you make 100 grand a year. Somehow all your costs go up. You live the exact same way, but how come your costs go up? Because you're taking in more. So you're like, okay, well, I could do this a little more. I could do this a little more. And it's stuff like that people need to stay on top of, because they're like, okay, well, now we got a little bit of money. Maybe I can go to Starbucks every day. No, you don't want to go to Starbucks. You want to make a coffee at home. It's stuff like that that kind of, it holds people back.
And it's something like, I actually like really looked into it. And it's something like these NFL football players that people hit the lottery, for instance.
Yeah.
So, you know, they go from, you know, pretty much living day to day, and then boom, they got all this money. And you know what it is? It is what's your comfort zone? Their comfort zone, the only thing that they knew their whole entire life. It's what I knew my whole entire life was to really be poor and to be able to struggle and fight for, you know, what, how am I going to live next week? And once I got over that, once I felt, you know, hey, I'm allowed to have extra money. I'm allowed. And then you start, you know, people may think that's a little crazy concept, but I'm telling you, you sabotage yourself. You don't even know that you're doing it to get back to that comfort zone of being broke.
Yeah. And it's, I know that is a pretty deep concept, and it's a proven concept. It's talked about in a lot of books. I know Rich Dad, Poor Dad, a lot of you may have read that book. If you haven't, I'd read it. The very first lesson is all about mindset, and that's one of the things it talks about. The people who are so used to being poor, once they get money, they don't know what to do. And I know it's crazy, and it doesn't happen in my brain. That's why I might call it crazy, but to everyone else, it doesn't, it's just natural. It doesn't happen like that for, like, I'm able to save money really well. And it's a good trait for some, for people to have,
especially at your age.
And if you don't have that trait, it doesn't matter, because you could get that trait. It's a choice, not like something that's just built in.
So, I mean, pretty much we're talking about this mindset, because when you guys do take this plunge into real estate, and you're going to make some money. You're going to have the education. And say you do a wholesale deal where you actually make $5,000, you might make $10,000 just by finding the deal, selling the contract, or assigning it to somebody that wants to do a flip. You know, what are you going to do with that $5,000? What are you going to do with that? What would you do with the $5,000?
Well, I think you, when you were in your 20s, is going to be like, oh, we're going out partying tonight.
Yeah, listen, but
listen, what we recommend, or what I would recommend, I'm sure you'd probably mostly agree with this, you might have a little bit to add, is once you earn money, especially more money than you're used to having, meaning you have more, like, you just have extra money then, you need to reinvest all that money into other assets that will make you money.
Yeah, assets, yes. You got to look at them like, every dollar is part of your army that's out there working for you. Get out there and kick some butt, man. Listen,
your assets and your liabilities. Your liabilities, it's all coming out of your pocket. Your assets, it's going into your pocket. Yes. And you want more assets than liabilities. That's a pretty simple statement, but it's a hard one to kind of understand for some people.
What you're just saying now, I mean, that's a huge, huge concept. Okay, and people try to make this more difficult. All right, they don't even know what an asset is. To keep it simple, what is an asset?
An asset is something that usually could be monthly, will put money in your pocket.
Yes, you put it in where? Hip National Bank?
Hip National Bank.
That's our Hip National Bank. That's an asset. What is a liability?
Something could be monthly that takes money out of your pocket.
Yes, a liability is a check that you have to write to a bill, to anything. You know, for doodads, you know, do I really need, you know, something cool to put on my bike, or, you know, just, it's a doodad.
And it's so this is all a mindset thing. That's the best part, is we're doing a podcast episode about mindset. All this stuff, it's all your mindset, really. Because once it clicks in your head, it all just makes sense suddenly. And that's kind of the best part about it, is it's a simple concept, but once it clicks, you'll always have it.
It took me years to get it. Years. Years. I didn't get it for a long time. And some of Tony Robbins' stuff that I listened to. One time, I bought a house, and I still didn't have this mindset, but I found Tony Robbins' tapes in there, as actually when you had a tape. And I'm like, wow, they were still wrapped up in plastic. And I remember I sat that aside and, you know, I was leaving for the day. And I, as soon as I got in my car, I put it in there, man. I started listening to it and I just loved it. I loved it. I couldn't listen to it enough.
Yeah. And so we talked, you said something about that click, and I've been saying something about that click. It clicked early for me. It's kind of natural. When it clicked for you, what was your mindset then? Like back when it did click, you're in your 30s and you're at like kind of the peak of what you were doing.
When it clicked for me, I'm like, how do I build my assets? You know, that's it. I mean, I'm going to build them now and I'm going to live and just keep building. The extra money that I get, I'm going to reinvest in it. I finally got that instead of going out there buying nice cars. Well, is that what you mean?
Well, I guess what I'm asking you is like when it's everything started to click, what like almost like what was your day today? Like what was some of the stuff that you're doing that you were never doing before because it never made sense to you?
And I've always done pretty much the same stuff, you know. I was always an early to bed, early to rise, get your butt up and advertise kind of person.
Listen, and we're glossing over that like it's everyone does that. Most people aren't getting up till 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning. Think people have already been doing stuff for up to 3 hours and you're not even out of bed yet. That you have to get up early in the morning.
I've always done it. It's kind of like a curse, really.
Yeah.
I mean, on the day that I can't sleep in, I'm up.
Yeah. And we kind of gloss over that, but not everyone understands that. But you got that early to bed, early to rise, and then you kind of move towards the, you want to be surround. We could talk about the people that surround you. That's another variant part of, I would associate it with mindset as well. If you are associated or your closest friends are unmotivated people, they don't make money, you will be similar to them. I'm not saying they are bad people. You shouldn't be friends with them. But it is, I feel like.
Yeah, it's where you want to be at in life, who you want to associate with. Yeah. But that's a tight knit of friends, yes.
Yes. What do they say? Who your 5 closest friends are?
I want all of mine to be multimillionaires.
Yeah, well, this is the term flipped on its head. If you're hanging around with 5 millionaires, you'll be the 6th. So it's how it goes. And if you're hanging out with people who are unmotivated, work their job, always complain, you'll be similar to them. And you will always be similar to them. And those people will never help you realize that you're stuck, too. They will not help your mindset. People who are successful and you're around them and associate with them, they will help with your mindset. Yes. You might not even realize it.
Yeah, you want to be around people that, you know, jealousy is a big trait that you don't want to have. You know, if you see somebody really kicking butt, you know, you want to, that should motivate you. You know, because every person here on this earth, guess what? We breathe the same air. We have the same amount of time to get stuff done. I mean, that's it.
Yeah. And it's.
And if you're sitting there, if you're sitting around, you know, like me, one of my, on Tuesdays, you know, I love to watch Oak Island. You know, I've been watching the damn thing forever.
They still haven't found it. Yeah,
they are getting closer now.
They've been getting closer for years.
You know, an hour out of my day, you know, is missing because I watched them find a rusty nail.
Now,
it's crazy.
Now we could, this is an interesting conversation. It's probably a good one to have is if we talk all about, we need you to be motivated. So let's say you're motivated, you're willing to learn, and you dedicate all your hours of the day to this. You get up early, go to bed early. You're working nonstop.
And you have a list. You are working smart.
Yes. And you know what, let's say once you start getting the money, you know what to do with your money. You know how to reinvest it to get it to start making even more money. You know how all that stuff works. That stuff's clicked for you. You might be thinking, well, when do I actually get to enjoy anything?
Listen, that is an enjoyment to me. I'm telling you right now, I love what I do. And, you know, once, you know, I'm sure a lot of people heard that, you know, once if you find out what you love to do, it's not like work. You know,
yeah.
I love putting together deals. And I love it.
And that's why we can also say, if you don't enjoy doing this stuff, you don't understand it, mate, real estate might not be for you.
Yeah.
And that's how, if you're unmotivated, you're unwilling to learn all this stuff, real estate's not for you. It's not for everybody.
I mean, there's all kinds of ways to make money. Look.
And there is all kinds.
I mean,
of
just
ways,
like, hey, just buy one hamburger, turn it into two, turn two hamburgers into a double cheeseburger, and guess what? You're making a little bit more money.
Yeah.
Turn them into some French fries. Hey, next thing you know, you got a McDonald's or a Bob's hamburger.
Yeah.
You know? It just, you can make it in anything. You just have to have total belief in yourself. And that's something that you'll get to. And that comes with, you know, confidence. One thing that's always, confidence. Let's hit on that. I mean, that's a huge thing. If you don't have confidence in yourself, you're going to be fighting an uphill battle.
And so with confidence, as you can see, before I touch with confidence, as everything we've been talking about, you might think we're just talking about real estate motivation and stuff. No, it's life motivation. Real estate is a part of your life. If you're not motivated in your life, you will have no motivation for real estate. You have to know how to live your life motivated, willing to learn. It's all personal characteristics of yourself. And all that ties back to real estate. So when we're talking about the mindset, this is not just a mindset for real estate. It's the mindset for your life.
For life, for living.
Yeah, yes. For living. And confidence is huge. If you walk in into a room with 100 people, you could be the poorest, you could be the shortest, you could be the weakest. If you are the most confident dude in that room, no matter what your character traits are, you'll get more attention than 90% of the people in there. And it's just how it goes.
Yeah, the confidence just, you know, people just see it. They want to gravitate towards it. You know, I believe you've seen it. I mean, I'm a pretty confident person. You know, I could go into a room and, you know, next thing you know, I do have people that want to talk to me, and I love it.
And so the confidence and the willingness to do things it's huge. Because if you're not confident in yourself, how will you ever get anything done? You just won't. If you're not confident and you're not willing to do things just because, what if it could go wrong? What if it could go right? It's so, like, the people who are just scared of doing things, it's not how you want to be. You want to be able to walk in and know that whatever you want to do, you could do it because, I mean, you don't want to be egotistical when you say it, but you want to think that you are the best at things. If you always think that, I'm not very good, all this stuff, try and, like, bring yourself down, you'll stay down. You always will. If you walk around thinking that you're really good at stuff and that you're able to do the stuff, and then you do it, guess what? You're probably going to get more done than the person that isn't willing to do anything. But it's those people at the top who know what they're doing, the best at what they do, and they still learn from the people underneath of them that maybe aren't as experienced. Those are the people that are unstoppable. And they will always keep themselves at the top.
Yes. You know, every day, you know, I still to this day, I learn something every day, pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, something comes by me, something I haven't seen, you know, every day. You want to, you know, you're either growing or you're sliding in life. You are. You never stay the same. So, you know, you're either going up or down. I'm telling you, very, very seldom stay the same. And, you know, and you'll have those ups and downs. I've had plenty of them. You know, I've been poor. I made some money. I've been rich. And guess what? I went poor again. Then, I got rich. And then I made some stupid investments. Damn, I'm back to listen. How many times can I keep doing this? So now, you know, I'm making my way back up, you know, now. And, you know, hopefully this is like a cheat code for you guys, you know.
Yeah.
So you don't have
don't have to go through the high and low. Now, everyone needs to go through their own experiences. And we're not saying you won't go through the low. I actually would love for everyone to go through the low. And because I think it shows a lot about someone when they do fail.
Oh, yeah.
And let's say you borrow all this money and then the house ends up having tens of thousands more in repairs than what you thought. Like there's structural damage or something like that. And so then you end up selling the house eventually and you lose money. let's say, oh man, now I'm freaking out because now I owe the bank money or whoever my lender is. I owe them money. It's going up at an interest rate. I need to find the deal right now. I'm panicking. Maybe I should have just stuck with my job. No. You need to have those low experiences to be able
to succeed. Yeah, because those are the times when you learn. You know, get into some deals. Like, I used to love going to the sheriff sales for their tax auction. You know, I could go there. You know, you could clean up. You could go there with $100,000 and buy, you know, possibly 7 to 10 properties. So I went out. I had a list of everything, and I did. I think that day I got like 5 or 6 of them. And I went around, you know, after I got them, I went back and I'm like, I remember looking, I think I was on, was that Laird? I don't know. It was in the Crozier Street. It was Crozier Street in Akron. Yeah. And I'm sitting there looking. The house got bulldozed by the time I bought it at the tax sale. And I'm sitting there going, man, I know, where's his address at? And guess what? I learned.
Yeah,
I learned to make one call to see if that house that I'm bidding on is on the bulldoze list. Because if it's on that bulldoze list, listen, you want to pass it up. So guess what I got to do then?
What?
I got a lot to mow. Thank you. And I'm like, let's put signs up. I buy houses. All right. So I put a bunch of signs up and I actually made my money back. So you got to think creatively then.
And that's
I loaded that thing up with signs.
And that's going into the aspect of, we'll kind of talk about it a little bit more on the next episode of the how to find deals. But it's the aspect of finding ways to make money in any situation. And that looks like a real losing scenario, but you remained confident in yourself and you were still willing and you learned a way you could make money off of it. And then you made your money back out of a complete losing scenario. And that's what we're trying to teach you guys is even when you lose, you got to remain with the confidence and the learning ability to learn how you lost and then remain confident for the next deal you do to get that money again.
Yeah. You really never fail. I mean, I hate that word. I don't fail.
You can't.
I don't. I learn.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm doing something wrong and I don't have the outcome that I like, I'm gonna figure it out a way to where I do like the outcome. I mean, that's period. That's it. Well, we're coming up to. What do you think?
I think there is one other thing with the mindset that I kind of want to talk about, and it's emotional attachment. This is a killer for everyone.
I kind of know where you're going with this.
You could go two different ways. You can go in the relationship aspect of, we touched on your friends, your 5 friends, or who you're going to be kind of like. What about for some of the older people? Let's say they have a wife. Is your wife encouraging you to go out and maybe do something that you've never done, real estate? If she's not helping you, guess what? You're not going to be able to do it.
I mean, that has a lot to do with it. Yeah. A lot.
And
let's say, you know, because, you know, they're just scared. They, you know, one of them's not educated enough to, you know, understand the real estate business. So, you know, they're scared. They might have a family. They might have kids. They probably have kids to raise. They got a mortgage payment. They got car payments.
And that goes back into the aspect of being scared and not confident in yourself, really. And it's stuff like, let's say your relationship with your wife or whatever, let's say she expects a brand new bag for Valentine's Day and a nice dinner. You're like, man, this could push $200, $250. I got my kid, you know, he's got track after school. And then that makes people not confident, not scared and scared. And so with personal attachment, you got to be careful. Now, if you have a wife that, of course, is great and she wants to encourage you to go try any new thing you want to do, you're like, oh, I think this opportunity could be huge. If I can figure this out, just give me a few months and I think I can really start getting this rolling. She's like, go for it. I got your back. 100%. Oh, yeah, 100%. Those are the people
involved,
that you need. And then the other part of emotional attachment is with what you're actually doing, the real estate.
Yeah, the real estate.
The houses.
But let me touch real quick on what you just said. Like, I chose at a very young age, and you're choosing at a very, very young age. You know, do you want do you want security? You know, do you want to get that job and, you know, you get a paycheck and, you know, you do it 9 to 5 every day? I didn't want it. You know what I wanted? What? I wanted freedom.
Yeah.
I want freedom. You don't want, you got that security. Some people are totally fine with it, but I want freedom. And once you get the taste of that, I mean, it's, you know, it's just huge, man. I love to see some people. I'd love to, you know, see some people that's been watching this podcast. And once we get into some, you know, deeper topics in the real estate business to actually to take that next step and to get a house under contract, and then they'll get that sense of freedom. Like, I don't know, you'll probably never know what it's like to have a real job.
There's a chance of that.
Yeah. I mean, that's good. I've never, to tell you the truth, I've never really had a real job either. You know, I went to the military and, but you know, I've done some things here and there, you know, to get a check, but you know, but once you choose freedom over security and you have the education to act, to put assets in your pocket in HIP National Bank is what we're going to call it. You know, you're choosing that freedom route instead of working that 9 to 5 job. That's kind of how I see it.
And you know what? I think that kind of hits everything with the mindset, honestly. I just to summarize, I guess, if you take away anything from this podcast, it's motivation. Write that big capitalization. Motivation. If you are motivated, you can accomplish anything. If you are confident in yourself with said motivation, there is nobody that is going to stop you. And the willingness to learn from your failures, let's say you fail, remain confident, and you learn from the other people around you. You learn from the scenarios you put yourself in. That is everything. And if you're going to take anything away from this podcast, that is what you need to remember going forward.
You know, just, you know, real quick too, something that I've always done: early to bed, early to rise, get your ass up and advertise and make lists. Like the day before, like, how long have you been seeing me make lists? I have a old school Franklin planner, and I take my pen, I write down my list every night, and I love it when I can.
Yep.
And it kind of like gives me a little. I love scratching off my list, and I do it every day. Like, you know, if I don't get something accomplished that day and it's still on my list, man, it kind of gets to you.
Yeah, it gets to you, and it's just that real estate. Yeah. The mindset, it's a lifestyle. It's not just real estate. It's your life. And if you, let's say the real estate thing doesn't work out for you, but you still take away the motivation, the confidence in yourself, the learning from failure, you're going to succeed in other parts of your life. You'll see ways in, let's say, your job or stuff like that where it's going to help you out too. And that's what we want to teach you at this one. That's all it really is.
Yeah. So you want to sit here and wrap this baby up.
I'd say that's about it.
So this is episode 2 of the JJ Boys, kind of getting your mindset for some, you know, for life and for real estate, you know.
Yep.
That's it.
And I think we'll see you guys in the next episode.
Yes, we're going to shoot that next, aren't we?
Yep.
See you.